You are not meant to struggle. You are not meant to just survive. You came here to thrive. And so much of that is going to include you opening up to exponential financial flow and abundance. And it's not just for you, and it's not about being greedy. It is really, really about your generosity.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
Hey, hey, ladies, welcome to one of the most powerful subjects you could ever be studying, which is how to strengthen your own wealth consciousness, how to open up your money channels, how to get great at receiving abundance and everything that you deserve in every area of your life, especially and including financial support. I know you have been through a lot. I know you have been through more than a lot, and we just kind of say it's a lot because we know that every woman has a story. And I am here to stand by you as you champion your own story, as you stand there for who and what it is you are all about and the contribution that you are meant to make in this world is nothing short of extraordinary, is nothing short of epic. And it certainly is going to require a certain amount of financial assistance, which is why you deserve it, not just need it, but deserve it. So that you can live powerfully on your journey, fulfilling your destiny in a way that only you have been designed. So we're going to get out of any small thinking. We're going to get out of any lack, limitation. Who am I? But no, I couldn't. Because here's one thing that I know for sure. The God that we serve, the abundant universe that we dwell in, is so loving, is so capable, is so filled with the miraculous. So right here, right now, any constraint that you might have around finances, any fears that you might have, any worry, stress, any belief that it's not going to be there for you, we are going to change that and transform that right here, right now, today. Because the darkest place, or one of the darkest places in my life, was when I would wake up every day thinking, how can I get my next client? How can I make money? How can I pay my rent? How can I buy groceries? How can I put gas in my car? And that is no way to live. That is not what you were designed for. That is not how spirit intended for you to live. It is the thinking of men that we must just eradicate from our own minds so that we can actually live in the spiritual truth, which is total love, total power, total abundance. And reminding you how powerful you are, that you can create absolutely anything you desire. And that includes financial success, but it's never just about the financial success. It's always about who you become in the process. It's always about how you're meant to show up and contribute and who you're meant to serve, inspire, and lift up. Because you have a unique skill set. You have a unique gifting that only you in the entire history of the world has ever had. And this skill set, this gifting, this light, this creativity, this voice cannot be squelched from stress or lack or fear any longer. This is your time to unleash. This is your time to shine. This is your time to remind your soul, because your soul has never died and your soul has always known it, who you really are and what you are ultimately up for at this time on the planet. And the cool thing is, you don't have to have it all figured out. You don't have to know all the answers. You don't have to know any of the hows on how it's going to happen. What you get to do is open up to big thinking. What you get to do is open up to miraculous powers. What you get to do is say, dear God, please use me. What you get to do is get out of your own way. What you get to do is use your time so efficiently and effectively that you are not the tail, but in fact that you are the head, that you are not the tail that's wagging the dog, but that you are in charge of your life and in charge of using this incredible day that we have. Because all we have is today. All we have is this moment, using this incredible day to move your life forward in the direction of your dreams. So if right here, right now, that means you being so much more present, so much more integrated, so much more intentional about how you are going to show up, not one day and when you do, dot, 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 but how you show up right here, right now, being focused, being present, being available to receive whatever divine guidance, whatever is meant to come through you, whatever higher level of consciousness, so that you can say yes. Yes to the opportunities, yes to the abundance, yes to the possibility, yes to the love, yes to doing things in a brighter, better way, yes to letting go of all things in the past, all the mistakes, any of it and all of it that would keep you from all that's actually waiting for you. This is the thing that I didn't know when I started my business. I believed in lack. I believed in limitation. I believed that there wasn't enough. I believed that the struggle was real. I believed that I wasn't good enough. I believed that it would take forever for me to live my big life. At least I did also believe that one day my big life would happen. And though it didn't happen in the way that I thought, because I thought that there was going to be some sort of destination that I would get to at some point that would equate to the big life, that has not occurred. And because I said one day I would have a big life, it took longer than was necessary from the spiritual perspective. The benefit that you have from being here today is that you get to learn from my mistakes. You get to take yourself from the background to the foreground. You get to put yourself center stage on your life and your journey and take leadership on who you are meant to impact and stop doubting yourself and your capabilities, because it was never about you and what's inside you anyways. It's all about how God intends to use you. Have you ever noticed that the biggest icons, the greatest legends, the most inspiring people were for the most part not the most talented, masterful, best at anything? I'll take this example. A girlfriend called me Sunday and she was like, she had all these awesome opportunities coming her way and she got scared of the bigness of it. And she's like crying and I'm too overwhelmed and feel too responsible. And she, you know, will you pray for me? She's like, I don't know if I can do it. And I said, well, I'm just going to call her Jane. I was like, Jane, it's not about you. I said, do you think that Moses was the one who parted that Red Sea? Mm-mm. Not even a little bit. God parted that Red Sea. God worked through Moses and Moses made himself available to lift the rod and believe that there was another possibility for the Israelites to continue to thrive and live. But Moses did not part that Red Sea. God did. So stop putting any unnecessary burden on yourself. Like you have, like that it's your job is to do God's job. God has God's job, and I never wanted that job in the first place. That's way too big of a job for me. But I am available for God to use me. I am available for the Spirit to flow through me, to use my words, to use my life, to use whatever actions in any way so that miracles could take place. And the Course in Miracles says miracles occur naturally as expressions of love. And when they are not occurring, something has gone drastically wrong, meaning they are meant to occur all the time, all the time, all the time. Not once every blue moon, not when you happen to get lucky here or there, not if you happen to be masterful enough or perfect enough or have done everything right or are somehow lucky enough to be that deserving. No. Miracles occur naturally as expressions of love. And prayer is the medium of miracles. It is this simple. Ask and it is given. Knock and the door will open. Seek and you will find. So whatever your next steps are in life, I invite you to not overcomplicate them. I invite you to not make them too heavy. I definitely invite you to not get into God's business. What does Byron Katie say? There's three types of businesses out there: God's, yours, and other people's. And if you're in other people's business or if you're in God's business, who is there for you? So I invite you, get firmly rooted in your own business and in your own life right here, right now. get firmly there for you, be your number one best advocate, show up for you like you just love yourself the way you love that person who you love the most in your life, or the way that you look up to that legend or that icon. Because that legend or icon, as how you've labeled them, to them, they were just an ordinary human being. To God, just another one of his kids. Like, awesome and no big deal at the same time. You know, just riffing off the whole Moses thing. Moses, like, was, you know, had to give all these speeches because he was a leader and all that. He wasn't a great orator. The scriptures say he stuttered. You know, Jesus' disciples, not special humans, like fishermen and tax collectors, like Esther, Jewish orphan girl, like all of the greats. And we could bring it down to modern day people as well. You know what? There's this meme on Instagram that I love. And it just says, winners are just losers who didn't quit. They just took the next step and they didn't give up and they kept going because they declared that they are a winner. Hold on, a friend of mine right before this texted me, and she's on some Course in Miracles Facebook group or whatever, and she texted me, and there was a quote there. What does it say? It says, a dream is just a dream until you decide to make it real. It's quoted from Harry Styles. A dream is just a dream until you decide to make it real. There's something that I'm working on in my life right now. I'm developing there's a new opportunity that's come my way, and it requires me to develop a new skill set. And suffice it to say, this particular skill set does not come easily or naturally to me. Mm-hmm. And at first I was excited about it, right? Like, because anyone can start anything, and anyone can have a certain amount of enthusiasm over anything at the beginning. You get all excited. So I went and I started this particular skill set, and I was like, okay, well, it wasn't that great, but I'll get better. And then I would do it some more, and then I worked on it more. And it was getting harder, actually, and I wasn't getting that much better. I mean, the progress was molasses. And then I was like, well, maybe I'm just not meant for this. Maybe I misinterpreted this opportunity. Maybe I, like, jumped too soon. No, queen. You know what I said, Gina? And the weak will become strong. And so many other times in my life, I have taken that scripture to mean, and the weak areas of my life will become the strongest. And I applied that to transforming my own money story, my own relationship with money. I said, you know what, God, this is the weakest area of my life, and I'm asking you to make it the strongest. And I don't know if it's the strongest area of my life right now, but it certainly has become one of the stronger ones. And I'm applying this new skill set, same mentality, same psychology, same level of determination, same passion. And I am not going to give up, and I am not going to rely on my own human strength. I'm not even going to rely on my own, what appears in this moment to be my naturally lack of given abilities, because I'm just like, this is a weak area in my life. Spiritual scripture says it's going to become the strongest, and that is what I declare. And winners are losers who just didn't give up, and I am not going to give up. And that's what I declare for you, and that's what I take a stand for with you, with your wealth consciousness, with your business dreams, with you getting your passion off the ground, being able to monetize it, living in financial relaxation so you can do what you came here to do and be who you came here to be. I am taking a stand that whatever feels like the weakest area in your life right now will become the strongest. If the weakest area of your life right now is you lack clarity on what you would even do, declare and claim for yourself that that will become the strongest, that you will become so clear on exactly what it is you are meant for. If right now money and finances feel like the biggest struggle of your life, declare and take a stand for you that this weakest area in your life will become the strongest, and hold that and believe that to be true for yourself. If right now you declare you're afraid that visibility and being visible out in the world is just going to crush you and take you down, and it's your biggest crippling fear, declare that this weak area in your life will become the strongest area, and you'll be so comfortable and confident in the spotlight, being visible, sharing your message in the world. You have the power to transform every single area of your life, no matter what it is. There is nothing too big for you and God. So claim it and hold it, and remember that you and God, you're a majority. And based on human, like just humanness alone, yeah, that's depressing. That's anxiety ridden. I too get depressed and filled with anxiety if I am relying on me and my humanness in and of itself. But humanness combined with spirituality becomes human potential. Human potential combined with the unlimited nature of the universe creates that supernatural effect. That's what we're looking for here, that wind beneath our wings feeling, that access to the limitless realms where nothing can keep us down, where nothing can stop us, where nothing can hold us back, but that the destiny and the ultimate delight and bliss of what you came here for is meant to just pour out of you in every way and in an abundant way also. You are not meant to struggle. You are not meant to just survive. You came here to thrive. And so much of that is going to include you opening up to exponential financial flow and abundance. And it's not just for you, and it's not about being greedy. It is really, really about your generosity, your ability to give in a most abundant way of yourself, of your soul, of finances, of resources, of intellect, of love, of power, of it all. It's really hard to give your best at the highest level when you're stuck in survive mode, when you're stuck in how am I going to pay my bills, when you're gripped with fear, where's that next client going to come from? And this, I can assure you, that if you are committed to this process, if you are committed to the journey, if you are willing to declare that this weak area in your life will not continue to be a weak area, and in fact, it will become the strongest, that is what you will experience. And you will experience yourself functioning at such a higher level. And not higher than other people. This isn't about a hierarchy. This is about you literally being on your soul's journey so that you can fulfill the destiny that you can't even think up right now. Because this is the other thing that I know for sure. When you go for transformation, when you're available for God to use your life in just glorious, glorious and abundant ways, you'll have what seems to you like a big goal. Big goal. I mean, I remember sitting there making my $2,000 a month. When my bills were $2,000 a month, I was $75,000 in debt. And it took me a long time to even get to, what would my life be like if I made $5,000 in a month? I didn't even say consistently, just what would my life be like if I made $5,000? And I started to calculate, that was 2.5 months worth of bills. That was a big, big goal for Gina back in whenever. And then the next big goal was like, well, of course, then you hit that, right? So I made the 5,000 and it was like glory days. And I was like, what would my life be like if I actually made 10 grand? Like that was just levels of income that was big for me. And I think about how God must have been watching me at that time. Me thinking that was big, God knowing what's available. And as you continue to, part of why I love supporting, helping, watching women grow their financial success stories is because who you become in the process. Your consciousness, if you're doing it from that place, will grow. And then as the zeros came in, I got to start asking the better questions. I didn't wake up asking, how can I pay my bills today? Because that's a pretty, I don't know, self-obsessed way to live. But you have to live that way when you're in survive mode. When you have enough money in the bank to pay your bills, then you get to wake up and say, how can I serve my clients better? How can I love more deeply? How can I make a bigger impact? And then bigger ideas will come. And then I thought, well, if I could have this many people in a program, then I could impact that many lives and make that amount of money. And if I could fill this event with that many people, and these seemed like the big goals as the years went by, like the biggest, right? Like this was Gina dreaming big. And then you'll see one by one, as you dream big and you think big
and you believe big and you take your actions, each one will start to get checked off. Those programs got filled. Those event stages got filled. The travel around the world got filled. The money was made. The lives were changed. Then went from the onesies to the dozens to the hundreds to the thousands. And then just when I didn't even know to dream even bigger, this is much more recently, even as of a few months ago, God swooped in and showed me the even bigger vision. So I want you to dream as big as you can dream today, whether it's about your own financial moving forward. And there is no shame about that here at Divine Living. Like, I know out there in the world, like, everyone's so afraid of, you're just in it for the money. Of course, you're not just in it for the money. I mean, give yourself a little credit. If you were just in it for the money, don't you think you would have gone into some other profession than what you're going for in your passion-based business right now? There you go. So guilt-free, you get to go for transforming your money story so that you're not wrestling around in the struggle, but that you're positioning yourself to thrive. And from that place of thriving, this is your for such a time as this moment. This is when you get to just take yourself as that ordinary woman who has an extraordinary call on her life so that she can live the legendary life, so that she can be that benevolent queen supporting her people. You know, Esther's role was to save her people. You'll discover what your role is. But I can tell you, it's no less glorious than Esther's. God didn't love Esther more than you. God didn't create Esther for a greater or a more important story than your story. And what I know is that your people are waiting for you just like Esther's were waiting for her to really show up, to really reveal who she was, to expose the truth of what was going on politically and socially in her time. And to take the risks. Esther's legendary life didn't come easy and it didn't come risk-free, and neither will yours. But you're up for it, just like she was. And when you access that divine calling inside of you and know that it's not on your shoulders alone, that you and God are the majority, and that you get to decide that, yes, you are capable. You are enough. God has equipped you. Your path is being lighted as we speak. Ah, then you get to say, yes, dear God, please use me and show me the way. So let us pray. Dear God, thank you. Thank you for creating each and every one of us exactly as we are, who we are, and all of the current life situations that are currently going on. Some of them we have judged to be more painful. Some of them we've judged to be more fun. Some of them we've judged to be less important, more important. But we know that when we get our mind right with you, that any clarity that we ask for, it will be shown. That anything we're wondering about, should we go left or right? You will guide. And any doubts that we may have had in the past about, are we enough? Will we make it? Are the resources and opportunities really there for us? We know that you will lovingly show up in a way that only you can. And that we will know that we will know that we will know that truly this is our for such a time as this moment. And we can feel grateful that we have identified it as such and said yes to our calling. And we believe this, praying, amen. Did you love the episode as much as I did? I hope so. I hope that you're feeling filled up and that all your dreams are possible and that you absolutely have what it takes to do this. And I am here for you. I'm here on your journey. And I just want to make sure that you are constantly supported with all things queen, high vibe, positivity, spiritual superpowers, and all the things. So if you have not already gotten in on the free companion course to my book, you know, my book is The Audacity to Be Queen, The Unapologetic Art of Dreaming Big and Manifesting Your Most Fabulous Life. You can get my book, I'll leave the link in the show notes, but I also have a free companion course. Whether or not you have the book,
This course is meant to just support you with really taking a look at who you are and how you can get to where you want to go. So you can check it out at divineliving.com/audacity, divineliving.com/audacity. That link will be in the show notes as well. Like I said, it's completely free. There's videos, there's workbooks, there's a Facebook group. So get in on this good free content, share the link with your friends, and enjoy it.